Hey everyone, it's Tom. We've got a cool little game you can play if you go over to our website, www.talkaranriod.com. It's a survey pitting two random Wheel of Time characters against each other and asking you to vote which character is more of a main character in the books. The combinations are nearly endless, so keep voting as much as you'd like. We'll reveal the final results in a special episode soon. Remember, vote early, vote often.
You guys ever have that CD where it was like it had your name and it was like,
my name is Zoom and I live on the moon?
Yes, my name is, I couldn't get it out. My name is Zoom and I live on the moon. And it was like, hey Thomas, it's your birthday today.
Oh yeah. We had one for like every kid in the family, all my cousins.
Yes,
and stuff.
We did too.
Interesting.
We had it on like 45. Yeah. It wasn't a CD, it was a record.
What's a record?
That's right. We would like have like a birthday party at my aunt's house or whatever, and they would just bring the record player outside.
Not at Zips.
Not everybody had one, so
it was. Well, we had all very generic names. There was no lot of Johns and Jennifers and Thomases in my family.
Vincent. Got a lot of.
Olive would definitely not have one because she doesn't have, there's never anything in her.
My cousin Shane didn't have one. Sorry, Shane.
Is you ready to start this episode?
Let's do a show.
Okay, fine.
All right.
We're just hanging out.
Welcome to Talk Aran Riad, the Wheel of Time showcast. I am your host, Joe Perry, here with my co-host, Jen Isgro, and only Tom Kokoza. How you doing tonight, Jen?
I am doing great. I'm happy to be back. Talking about Wheel of Time news. It has been so long. I am still not recovered from the past weekend at JordanCon. I am absolutely still exhausted from sleeping about 9 hours the entire weekend, but it was worth it. I believe we had a great time, and now we are incredibly rejuvenated and hyped up for the upcoming news.
I like how you said, I believe we had a good time.
Did I?
You said, yeah, you did, which is kind of an odd thing to say.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
She believed.
Maybe I was I believe we have a good time, but I don't know how you guys felt. Maybe you
don't think we had a good time? Is that what it is?
I think you did.
Like we had an argument off mic about
yes.
How good of a time we had at JordanCon. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. Just to tell you how good a time I had at JordanCon, I said this to my brother Vin when he asked about it. I said, the weekend started off where I left my credit card in the airport in New Jersey. And the weekend ended when I found out in the airport in Atlanta that my car had been broken into in my driveway. And I still had a great weekend. That's how good JordanCon was. So
yeah, by the way, I'm not leaving my car at your house when we go to WattCon, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's been many, many years I've lived here. That's nothing that's ever happened, which is why, like, whatever. But
just lock it, Joe.
Yeah, oh. I think it's more like don't leave your key fob near my children, and you should be okay. Because it wasn't broken into, like, they opened the door. It was unlocked, so they just went in and they ransacked it.
That's a big pastime of Staten Island youths walking by doors.
I think it's more along the lines of, like, hey, I want to buy some illegal prescription drugs or meth, but whatever. Anyway, I'm doing good. I'm very excited. I said this on Twitter a couple of times this week. I feel like the hype train is starting. I really felt like, you know, the whole community got really invigorated this week with the release of JordanCon, with the back-to-back Watt Wednesdays. There's just a lot of cool stuff happening. A lot of people are theorizing, what could this mean? What could that mean? It gets you energized, right? Well,
yeah.
Not you, Joe. But Jen and
I'm energized. I'm energized from JordanCon more so, I think, because everybody got to talk about it in person and we got to talk about it with people we don't normally talk to. It's almost like a new fresh hype because you're talking about it with people you don't normally talk to. So, and then we're also like on that last day of JordanCon, we were like, okay, so how many weeks away is WattCon? Only 12 weeks? That's not that long. All right. See you soon. And maybe we'll have a trailer.
Maybe.
Maybe. It'd be nice to have a trailer before WattCon. All right. Yeah. So So we got some news to talk about. We have some news to catch up on, and we've actually had some news this week, like aside from the Jordan Con news. So we're going to be talking about news today and only news. It's kind of like the good old days. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
But before we get into that, I know, Jen, you don't have a formal what's happening, but there are some things you wanted to point out.
Yeah, I threw one together. So here we go. It's 357 days till next Jordan Con, and this is what's happening. So we had a lot of great interaction this week from cast and crew. One of my favorites came today. So Rob, our friend of the show from who posts the weekly Wheel News on Twitter, tweeted, in support of the new casting announcement of hashtag Double Dane J. Duffy, pick up our Child of the Light cleaning service tee plus any other item for 15% off. Actually, it's any two or more items at newcreationsbyjen.com. That is his wife who makes all his awesome shirts. So you have that until Sunday night, and he posted a code for it. And
too
Jay
bad
Duffy.
When everybody hears this, it'll be over.
Oh, well, you can still get the shirt.
Yes.
Anyway, the real news is that Jay Duffy responded to him on Twitter and wrote, this is so cool. Do you ship to Ireland? So the shirt says Child of the Light Cleaning Service, LLC. Ding dong, your witch is dead. So it's a really cool shirt. Rob and Jen make a lot of awesome, funny shirts. And it's just incredible. Jay Duffy has been very vocal on Twitter, responding to people, thanking everyone since we found out about his casting at Jordan Con. So I'm very excited about that. I just love to see cast members interacting with us. And I love that he has been freed to interact with us and is very excited about it.
Yeah, I like how Rob's like compiling a collage of cast members with shirts that he sent to them. So this is cool. I hope he does. I hope he's right. I hope we get a Jay Duffy picture to add to his wall.
Yeah, he has Juliet Howland, Christopher Shuriff, who plays Abel Cawthon. And he has Juliet's late hen, Egwene, next to the shirt. And who is the third person?
Sam Bowie, David Stern.
Oh, yes, David Stern, who played Angry Old Man, technically. I think they took away his Senbui credit, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe.
Even though he wasn't angry, I think the only time we saw him, he was laughing in the bar. But whatever.
Yeah.
He is. We'll see if he's in season three playing Senbui.
Yeah.
When they go back to the Two Rivers. So speaking of being free to post on social media, Raga Ragnars and Maya Simonson have been posting a mile a minute. They are Urbane and Shead. We absolutely love them from the moment we saw them. They are joining the ranks of Instagram queens Priyanka Bose and Jennifer Chiang Garcia, who we also love. We are thirsting for content, and they are giving it to us. So only just today, Raga posted a beautiful picture of herself and Maya in their Bane and Shead costumes that says, First Sister Love at the Wheel of Time, hashtag First Sisters, hashtag Bane and Shead. Their eyes are amazing. They have dark black eyeliner on, which I did look up and is possibly available to them in the waist. So this is eyeliner.
I got to make some phone calls. And
so I don't know about the contouring, but the eyeliner could be possible. So anyway, they look gorgeous.
Yeah,
so
I just want to say, when I saw that picture, I wasn't thinking thirsting for content.
Like, yeah, I was thirsting for something else. Well, by the way, they both posted the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. I hope they start just doing everything together. Like, we've seen them, right? They're hanging out with Jennifer Chiang Garcia, Priyanka Bose.
And
Ayula Smart. So it seems like that group is come
group
together. Yes, Lammy and Chody have welcomed the others into their group.
Now, one of you guys, I'm not sure which one, posted that you need a Gaul photo bomb.
Yes.
I just assumed Gaul was taking the photo. They're like, here, take a picture of us, Gaul. Like, we don't want you in it. We'll just us.
Yes. Oh my God, that's a cool thing. I can't wait till we get Gaul. I hope we get Gaul just to get him into,
like,
these pictures.
Carrying their shit behind them. Gaul, hold my purse. No, I love Gaul. Hope that doesn't. But anyway, okay, I have one more, and it is everyone's favorite hashtag hen news.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a post from Juliet from this afternoon. She wrote, this afternoon, I discovered that the not very green greenhouse had been turned into a hen spa. Flock down freedom with all its new discoveries and pleasures. So it's basically a picture of her five hens laying in the dirt of her greenhouse, which I guess is not growing very many things right now, but they look happy in a dust bath. And I don't know if I can name all of the hens. We have Perry Hen, Nynaeve, right? It's just regular Nynaeve. Avihenda. I don't remember which ones are not with us anymore. I think
you're trying to name all the hens.
Yeah. There's three Wheel of Time ones. And then I know there was a Pollyanna and Maple, but I'm not sure if those are still. I could actually look back. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
I think they both are.
She listed all of their names in a previous post, if you can find
it. I'm pretty sure Maple and Pollyanna are still alive.
Perry Hen, Nevi, Pollyanna, Maple, and what's the other one? Avihenda. That's it. I said all of them. Okay. So those are those five current hens that are with. Willow is the other one that I think passed away.
Yeah. Willow passed away.
Willow and Maple are on the mug that she sent to us that I drink my coffee out of in the mornings. So that's the hen news for this week. And I just want to reiterate, because when we were at, JordanCon, I brought up Flockdown and everyone thought I was making Flockdown up. I don't know if it's actually a real thing, but Juliette says it. I'm not sure if it's a thing among all hen owners, but it is real. I did not make Flockdown up. So there you go. And that is our, I forgot the name of my segment.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening? This is What's Happening. Jesus.
Welcome back to another edition of Where's What Origins. We were at JordanCon this weekend, and there was a whole panel on What Origins, but I'm afraid to say that none of us attended it, so we don't know if there was any information shared about it. So I don't know if Jen or Tom, you heard anything about it from the panel.
I literally heard nothing about it. Did anyone in chat happen to go to the panel and hear anything? It could be like a special guest reporter. No? Anyone?
Tom, nothing. Did you hear anything? Did that?
Yeah, no, I actually did ask around during the convention. I figured that someone might be in the know about something. And as far as I know, as per the last official day of the convention, Sunday, no, we don't know where the episodes are. No, we still don't know when they're coming out. Not only August. The missing episodes of season one, but the promised and also undelivered episodes of season two, which I have to imagine now they're all going to come out in when?
August.
Season two of the regular episodes, the regular show comes out. We'll see.
So maybe the other ones will come out in August and then.
Yeah, I'm so mad that
right after that, possibly.
I'm not even mad about What Origins anymore. I'm more mad, right? We created Where's What Origin ribbons and forgot. We should have created ribbons that said August. That's what we should have done. But we didn't. So we failed.
Oh, well.
We're failures.
Hindsight is 2020.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time to get into the news. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm very excited. It's been a while since we've got to do this. So let's start off with something that happened last Wednesday. We got our hashtag What Wednesday returning. Rafe said that he was going to be sharing with us some little tidbits here and there, nothing official or anything like super special, but just some things he has on his phone, some thoughts. And the first thing he shared was a video of him, I guess, going across. It looks like they're headshots for the cast pinned up against the wall. And he's scrolling across with his camera and it's all people we know. And then he gets down to the bottom and it gets to Mira Sayal, and he moves the camera up so he can't see her name. So this is what was convincing me that we were going to get her casting at JordanCon, but I was way, way off.
So he's just mean.
Yes, Rafe is mean.
I was like, playful. Well, he's doing this because we're going to find out in like a couple of days, so he's just like messing with us. But no, we still don't know.
Yeah, so like... You're thinking this is nothing, right? This is nothing. Oh, Mira Sayal, it's a nice little tease. Slow it down. Let's see if maybe we can get anything from her. And then, of course, Watt series took it a step further because as he's scrolling across the headshots, you can see there's other headshots below them and you only see bits of the top of the heads of all these people. And Watt series managed to identify 9 of the 11 that were there. It's so, right, Rafe even responded to this saying, this is genuinely gobsmackingly impressive. I feel disturbed and impressed. Not that it's all right, not that it's all wrong, but by golly, the effort. So all of the other actors that they identified were people we knew on the show and are now all confirmed, right? There's the only person I think that was on here that hadn't been confirmed at the time was Jay Duffy. There's one person, though, who hasn't been confirmed yet, Alea Costa. And this was one of the people that Watts series had found out. She's playing the role listed as Magdalena. So I wanted to go back to that, right? So first of all, right, she's among pretty much all main actors or secondary cast members. I would say everyone in these pictures has at least a couple of lines in the first season and likely to have in the second season. So putting her in with these people, do you have any new guesses as to who she could be playing? We have me and Jen, we have Mogedion, and Tom, you had a noble. So I want to go back to you first, Tom. Do you still think she's just playing a noble?
No, now I'm going to guess Mogedion. Although, yeah, that's what I'm going to guess.
She's right in between Ayula Smart and Sofia Okonedo. Nah, I don't think that means anything, but...
That's the second row?
That's the second row.
Okay. I mean, I want her to be Mogedion or like something cool like that, but... I mean, she could also be Lanfear. I feel like Lanfear is going to have a bigger part in this season.
Yeah.
But I hate the code name. I feel like we never really got a code name before.
I think we're getting code names for the Forsaken.
Unless that's like the name. Well, we know she's going by Celine. So I was going to say unless that's like the name she's going by. But
she.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll cut you off.
No, I just. It makes more sense that she'd be Mogedion because the name is closer to Mogedion, but I don't know if Mogedion is going to be like a big player in this season. I wonder.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I didn't pick her as Mogedion because I didn't anticipate Mogedion being in season 2. I think that season 2 is probably going to have 2 Forsaken mainly featured. And she looks more like a Lanfear than she does in Mogedion to me. Mogedion to me is a very plain looking person. Right.
You know, Mogedion's also older, right? Isn't she supposed to be like almost middle aged?
Yeah, I think she's not young. Lea Costa's close to our age, so she's not young either. But
yeah, she looks young.
Than us. Yes. Well, I've been aged by the sands of time. I think she's in her late 30s. But I don't know. With the fact that she's on this board with people who have, you know, presumably fairly large roles, I don't think she's a random noblewoman anymore.
Yeah. But here's my other thing, though. You think Rafe would allow her picture anywhere near something he filmed, though, if she was going to be Lanfear?
I don't think he ever thought that those foreheads would be.
They're not even foreheads. They're hair.
Sometimes it's literally hairlines. Like, it's the top of your hair. And they're like, oh, well, I know that. Swirl.
You know what? The only thing I think maybe she will be in the season is if she's going to have, like, the battle with Nynaeve in the third season.
Do you think they want to set her up, maybe?
Bring her in, like, a little bit earlier? I don't know, though.
Or she could
be playing, like, another, like, a person named Magdalena and then pretending to be a person named Magdalena that we see in the show and we don't know she's Forsaken until, you know, later on.
Yeah.
But where was
Mogedion doesn't show up until...
Tanchico?
Book 4, I think.
Yeah, 4.
Right? Yeah,
time we see her. And she's in Tanchico with the black
eyes. Yeah, so it is like she's introduced and they fight at the end of that book. But
yeah, it would make sense that they introduce her, that she's not in until... Well, wait, is this a season 3? This is season 3, though, isn't this? Oh, no, she's in season 2, though.
But she is in season 2. All those people are in season 2.
You know what, though? The show could bring people in earlier, too, you know, like to...
They could. The storyline.
Yeah, just mix things around. And
I mean, they could combine Mogedion with one of the other Forsaken. Also, like, maybe she's Mesaana, and she's going to be... she's Masana and Mogedion combined, and you're going to see her as a sister, and then find out later on that she's one of the Forsaken.
Did we see somebody, one of the figures that, like, is Mogedion?
I don't remember. Somebody identified all of them, and I think they had Mogedion listed, because I feel like she had something on that had, like, a spider or something on it.
That makes sense,
because she's involved with the Black Aja, so to combine her with Masana, I don't know how they would work it out. I mean, Mogedion
is one of the top Forsaken. I'm not saying, like, you know, in their power dynamics or anything like that, but yeah, just right. in regards to the book and, like, the storylines and stuff, you know, she's one of the most present.
She interacts with the characters a lot as opposed to some of the and other, like, Dimitred and,
right?
and Grendel.
She survives the last battle.
Yeah, I think so, right?
It doesn't go well for her, but she survives.
Is she leashed?
She's leashed, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad Brendan's here so we could ruin the end of book series again. Brendan's not here, I mean.
All right. Yeah, I thought this was interesting. This is going to bother me. We're going to talk a little bit more about possible land fear. There was another Watt Wednesday this week. Rafe posted a tweet about tattoos. It was Swan's tattoos. He posted, like, some of the art, the early artwork that was created. I'll read the tweet out. Happy Watt Wednesday. One thing I haven't seen a ton of chatter on are Swan's tattoos. Our team worked with an artist to build a language of tattoos that Terrans add through their life. Swan's back is the fingers of the Dragon Delta where she grew up. And then there's a picture with somebody pointed out the name Swan spelled wrong twice, which Rafe addressed. He said, listen, the artist spelled it wrong. What doesn't matter?
He's like, he's like, that's not something that they produce art. That's the important part.
Yeah. There were some other interesting responses to this, by the way. Somebody took a shot of Swan from the teaser and compared it to Swan from the first season and noticed that there were tattoos missing in the teaser with Swan. Like, a lot of tattoos missing.
Oh, and when she's stepping out of the...
Yes.
Well, that's probably just...
I think some of them are, like, CGI'd onto her.
I think that'd be really weird to say CGI tattoos.
And what happened to her tattoos?
I don't know. I didn't notice it until somebody posted it in response.
Well, Meg Mose in chat just said maybe it's a flashback.
Oh.
That's a good theory.
But she still looks like Amralyn, though, in the shot, right? So it couldn't have been that far back.
Right, but...
But it could be a flashback, yeah. That would make sense, then.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about these tattoos? I asked the question, does that mean there's no Seafolk? Because Seafolk have tattoos. Like, are we going to have a lot of different cultures with tattoos?
Yeah, but he's already made reference to the fact that he's writing for the Seafolk, so I think they'll be in there. I want to give a shout-out to Road to Tar Valon, who posted on Twitter kind of a breakdown of what kind of... I look at them as, like, Maori kind of tattoos, but, like, what these tattoos may mean. They looked at, like, Polynesian tattoos and, like, what the different symbols were. We're able to kind of extrapolate some of those from what Swan has, looking at, like, shark teeth. They say they represent protection, guidance, and strength, as well as ferocity. And they're a symbol of adaptability in many cultures, which I think Swan is there. And then there's also symbols that represent seabirds, which could represent home or a symbol of a safe return. And leadership, when you see a group of seabirds, which she does have, it's like she's the leader of a flock, right? So I think it's pretty cool. There's a whole thing on it. Check them out. Check that out. Because I don't know from tattoos at all. I appreciate the fact that Rafe is saying, like, hey, I don't see a lot of chatter on this, and we think this is pretty cool. So here's, like, a rabbit hole for you guys to go down.
So there's another post too by Rin Sadai about some of the tattoos as well, and posted some artwork that looks a little bit similar, saying, let's see, my take, Swan's tattoo equals Slavic goddess Beriginia, an earth mother, all mother deity, and then associated with water spirits, aka daughters of the river. And the image kind of looks similar, like the similar elements to it as well. So interesting that they pulled from all of those, you know, possibly different cultures, adding that on. And Rafe also said that, you know, her Swan, Mr. Sanche, has the... has some tattoos that match because obviously they shared the life together. And then she has new ones from when she left. And he said, you can follow the tattoos to see her story. So I don't know if he was trying to, like, was he being literal? Like, check out the tattoos and maybe you can figure out some things that went on. Or he was just saying, like, that's what they did.
Well, I think he was saying, like, she has some from before, and then the new ones. I think I saw, I'm not sure if it was Roj Tarvalan, I think it was, who said that, like, the two birds, there was, like, a spot with, like, two birds together could represent, like, Swan and Moraine.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, I think, I thought he was just saying, like, you could, like, track what her life through the tattoos. Not that, like, anything in the future was going to happen.
I'm going to post the link to the tweet in Discord with the two pictures of Swan.
Honestly, like, when is Swan leaving the tower at any point going forward in the story?
Well, she goes to Faldara.
Well, that, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Because
I feel like we're not even going to be in Faldara anymore. That's what I'm saying. Like, this could be her going somewhere before. That makes sense to me.
It could start with the Aes Sedai Swan showing up in Faldara.
Or how about this? Talk about the cold open stuff. Maybe this is Swan showing up in Camelot to, like, negotiate Elaine's coming to the tower or something like that.
It could be.
Like, what do these things on the side mean, the stuff that's missing?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that the shark teeth part of it?
Yeah, they do look like shark teeth a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it could be a flashback. Maybe it's to when she's first raised to Amarlin. There's going to be a scene with her and Moraine.
I mean, she doesn't even have the... Does she always wear the stole? She might only wear that when she's, like, an official... Literally on the seat.
I mean, she probably has different stoles. I don't know.
But she has the rainbow, I'm saying, like the striped stole.
Is it inside her collar? I can't tell.
Not on the right.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, she just has the same high neck, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and find out for that one. I also wanted to touch on the JordanCon Q&A. We didn't talk about it last week when we were at JordanCon really much. I think we mentioned one or two things, but there was a couple of other things that I wanted to point out there. A question was asked, what are the differences between Sidar and Sidene in season 2? And Sarah answered this one. She said, we will absolutely see differences between them. Fans will be excited to see how the One Power looks in season 2 overall. There has been evolution in the way it's portrayed, showing all the delicacy, the weaving, etc. How does this make you feel, Tom?
Good.
Jen?
So... I'm going to jump back to something that we talked about after the first season had come out and just about how I think there was a certain sense of people who were dissatisfied with things in season 1, thinking that these things are absolute and locked in for the rest of the show. And I always think about these things. This is a weird thing, but I always think about these things in terms of Star Trek, The Next Generation, which took until the 3rd season of that show to be the show that, like, is now beloved and what everybody thinks about. Right.
Kind of like Seinfeld.
Yeah, in a similar way. Right. But like Star Trek Next Generation was like still shifting cast members and dynamics and things like that. They didn't really lock down like who the characters were and what their relationships were to each other. And that was, there was 20 some odd episodes a season, right? So to expect that this is what channeling looks like, or this is exactly going to be exactly how this is throughout the entirety of the show, I think was a misconception, right? I'm very excited that they looked at this and said, we can do more. Now, I don't know if they're going to do exactly what all of us are picturing, but I don't know if all of us are picturing the exact same things anyway.
No, we are not picturing the same thing because we've had this conversation with people and people think about it different ways. And right. Then when people are like, you got it wrong. And it's like, no, it's just the way you thought it was. Yeah. And also, right, do we know how much the budget is for season 2? The budget might be a little bit bigger. So they have more money and they were like, okay, now we have the budget to make it cooler. We're going to make it cooler. And they just had to kind of work within the budget last year.
So. Yeah, I think that's definitely possible. I think that you have to remember, too, like at a certain point, they were so beaten down by the production delays in season 1. That they were really like, we just get it out and let us move on to the next season. Whereas clearly now they're like, let's take our time here. So it could not even just be a matter of money. It could just be a matter of like, this looks good. We don't need to make it look perfect. And then we can make it look more perfect as we go on. I think that the fact that the girls are going to be in the tower and they're going to be training and learning the One Power. Jen, I see you nodding. So if you want to like take.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was going to say that it's a perfect time for us to learn along with them. You know, this is exactly how you channel. These are the different weaves. These are the different, you know, powers that you can use. But I was also going to say that there were 2 full episodes cut from Rafe's original you know, scripts for season one. So like maybe part of that was more channeling stuff. And he just kind of like shelved that and said, we'll get to it in season two, you know, could have been.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there was more of there was more of everything in there.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jen. I agree with you 100% that this is the perfect time, right? When we go, when they're training as novices, this is the perfect time to show more, tell more, right? I'm sure we'll get a little bit more exposition of the rules of channeling, and we'll probably learn, we'll probably get at least one, maybe two Chekhov's guns while they're in the tower training, maybe more. There's a lot of them, I feel like, in the books that you, you know, you learn about early on and maybe don't pay off until, you know, very, very, very long time later.
I feel, too, that they could, like, bring up the, you know, the, why can't I think of words today? What do they do at the end when they all, the linking? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jen. we could bring that up and, like, why that went wrong and how you're supposed to do it, you know, so they can kind of, like, figure out. Like, yeah, great, they killed the whole army, but, you know, almost everyone was dead. So this is how you're supposed to link.
Yeah.
And kind of walk that back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be fine. And literally, if they just go like, no one knows what she did, but we can't do that.
Right.
Sorry. Okay. That's it. That was a one time only.
Obviously, it wasn't the right thing to do because we could kill armies without every one of us dying. And this is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do like that because, one, that solves a power jump, you know, problem at the end of episode 8. And two, it also sets up the fact that Aes Sedai are set in their ways. Aes Sedai don't know everything, but they feel like they do. And, like, how that can pay off later on as well. If they just basically, like, cut off conversation about, but what if, no, that's not what you do. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to do it. That's dangerous. This is what you do. And that's it. And never leak like that again.
There's one other thing, too, I wanted to bring up. Another question that was asked. It was about the Seanchan. What were the main inspiration when adapting the Seanchan on screen? Are they going to have a Texan accent? Rafe said, adapting Seanchan has been a huge challenge and excitement. Simultaneously, a foreign/separate society, yet cohesive and believable with the rest of the world. Won't say they have a Texan accent, but we make a strong nod to what Robert Jordan suggested might be the accent. So that seems like double talk right there.
Some kind of a drawl. That's what I assume, but not a Texan. I don't know how you do it but that's not described as Texan. It's described as like a...
No, like, but didn't Robert Jordan say that he imagined...
No, he did, but not in the book.
Yes.
Right.
So you're saying race referring to what he suggested in the book, not out of the book.
Right. They can't have a Texas accent.
They can't be like, sorry to anybody from
Texas, but it just doesn't fit.
Like, you can't
It's like
that.
Somebody coming in with a New York accent. These people have a New York accent. Like, no, they don't. Not in a fantasy TV show. It's just going to pull you right out of it.
No,
right.
it'll be just like The Fifth Element, Gary Oldman's character in The Fifth Element.
No. Yeah.
I don't know why I made them like a cartoon cowboy, but like...
Yes, Tom. Yeah.
Like, when I watched Willow and somebody had an American accent, I was like, no, I hate this. Like, you're all supposed to have like foreign accents. Foreign, not American.
Why are all fantasy worlds?
I was like, why are you talking like this? And why are you talking like me? I don't like it.
I think it will be cool if the Seanchan sounded American as opposed to indistinct, well, whatever, somewhere in Europe, you know, for the most part. I think that would be cool to make them sound like, hey, they're speaking the same language, but they have a different accent. But I agree with Jen, like having too strong a regional dialect, wherever that is, whether it be New York or Boston or Texan or whatever, that could take people out of it. And I do think like that is something that reads better on the page than it would seem on television. You'd be like, where are their lassos? Why aren't they wearing cowboy hats? Like it just like it doesn't.
What if it was like, you know, like upscale Texas accents?
I don't know. Like,
no.
JR, Ewing in Dallas? I don't know what.
Yes, that's exactly what I was like thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
I've been itching like a hound to feel you up.
What? Let's make them all foghorn leghorn. Just not even like just.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, I think listen here. Yeah, I think that giving them some sort of drawl, making them speak in a different cadence than everybody else, right? Some of the characters sound they describe them speaking as their words are so slurred you could hardly understand them, right? So they speak in like a quicker, less enunciated version of
Well, it's a slow. They mentioned it's like a slow draw. They speak very slowly.
Yeah, but I think that would be interesting.
I'm excited. I want to hear these accents, and they all better have the same accent. That's all I can say. Otherwise, I'm walking.
Shaunchan is the size of North and South America. They don't all have the same accent,
but they're all part of the same nation.
No,
so if they're all going to be part of the same nation, they have to have the same accent.
So what are we going to get? American accents? We're going to get some West Coast surfer dude accents, maybe some New York accents.
This is Canada, maybe some Canadian in the books, type
accent, like, Midwest accents, Fargo.
Right, towards the latter part of the books, I can't remember which one. I think it might be Crossroads of Twilight. I'm not sure. Right, where Galgan goes out, he's looking for Tuon, and he's got his tracker guy, who's like,
oh yeah, yeah, Towers of Midnight, I think.
Oh, maybe it's that late. Yeah, but that guy's from the island wilderness. Like he's like.
He's Aboriginal or something.
Yeah, he's like an Aboriginal. They're not going to do that because that's borderline bananas. I do want them to Shaunchan's gigantic. They've taken over the Westlands times two already. So they should have a potpourri of accents. I would say as long as they're all speaking the same pattern
accent.
No, not the same accent. But like for example, right? It doesn't make a difference whether you're from Shinar, or you're from Carrion, or you're from the Two Rivers. Like, everyone speaks in the same cadence, right? Even if they have different accents in the Westlands, right? They're all speaking.
Okay. I don't know.
No,
say you're correct. Right.
So, if you're saying everyone's speaking at this tempo, right? Everyone's speaking at this tempo in the Westlands. This is how we communicate when we're speaking normally. And no matter what your accent is, when you're from Shaunchan, you're at a slower pace, right?
This is why the episodes have to be longer.
Right. Just as an example, you can do something like that and still have different accents there and still identify, oh, that's a Shaunchan, right? Because they just speak differently.
Okay. I still hope they have a Texan accent, though. All right. I want to move on to our next piece of news. So Harriet and Brandon Sanderson were on a Twitch stream, Captain Popcorn's Twitch.
All of these words are not, they're not meshing together in my brain.
Captain Popcorn's Twitch.
Harriet and Brandon were on Twitch on a Captain Popcorn.
That is the silly, silly words.
It's like a Mad Lib.
It is like a Mad Lib, yeah.
Okay, so let me read it. I'll read my note then. This is much better. What up? Found an interview with Harriet and Brandon on Captain Popcorn's Twitch channel, French language channel. Is that better?
Sure.
Yeah. Now what was it? Lieutenant. Yeah, so What Up had actually found this. It was posted, I think, on Twitter. I remember seeing something about it being posted on Twitter. I didn't watch it, and then What Up apparently watched it. John from What Up, friend of the show, watched it and found out an interesting piece of information that was pulled in there. Sometime into the interview, they were talking about book sales, and Harriet was mentioning how book sales have been going up. Even after season one came out, this year book sales have climbed as well. And she made a comment. She said, there will be season two of the series sometime this fall, I think. I'm not sure about that. They're keeping it tightly under wraps. So I want to get your opinion, Tom and Jen. Was Harriet just Does she know when the show's coming out and slipped? Yes. Or you think she just was like, you know, I'm guessing it's the fall?
She knows, but I don't think it, at this point, like, it's not coming out until the, it can't come out until the fall. The fall is like the earliest it's coming out, right? Like, it's not going to come out in the summer.
Yeah, I think we decided it's too late, like, unless it came out like at the end of August, which nothing comes out around that time, so.
Nothing comes out in August.
We know that already.
It's, yeah, whatever, the fall, okay, from September to the middle of December is fall, so. Even if she did slip, she didn't say, like, it's coming out on September 18th. Oh, I mean, I don't know when it's coming out.
So, did you notice Brandon so Brandon's signing books during the stream. And when she says there will be a season 2 series sometime this fall, I think, Brandon stops signing and kind of smiles and looks over and then goes back to signing his books.
I think she probably knows. I think they know. At least, even if she only knows fall, like, and they haven't pinned down a date yet.
Yeah.
They just have to tell us something. They have to tell us when it's coming out. They have to.
Just tell us, damn it.
Just tell us. I'm going to do another rant. Just tell us. Sorry.
Tom, do you agree?
They should just tell us? No, I think... Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, that was like a slip that she covered pretty quickly. That was the way I read it. But that's also the way I wanted to read it. So I don't know if I'm a unbiased observer. Yeah, I think that if you had told me, even at the beginning of this year, that it would be a full 2 years before we saw season 2, I was like, that's impossible. It's bananas.
I don't think it's going to be a full 2 years. I think it's going to be 22 months.
22 months. That's the
same amount of time, space my daughters are apart in age. 22 months.
Wow. Oh, well, there you go then.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Just for me.
That's a lock then. I'm there now. I feel like they're really just starting this hype train. And I don't think they're starting the hype train because the show's coming out soon. I think they're starting this because they're all together. And they're excited about doing season 3, and they're like, hey, let's give them fans something, because they ain't had anything in like a year and a half. So, yeah, I think that we'll start to see more concrete, real buzz for this as the summer rolls in.
I mean, I feel good about this, because I think she also slipped, you know, I think it really is coming out the fall. You know, we could debate when fall starts, like we did back
December
when season
21st.
Yeah, season 1 Let's trailer see. Came out. Then I learned that there's a meteorological seasons, and then there's other kinds of seasons. And
the autumn equinox is Saturday, September 23rd at 2:49 a.m.
Oh, that's
in our time.
Yeah. Our time down here,
Eastern time.
It's our time down
here. It's our time.
Wow, it's late. Yeah, but we had this argument with the trailer back in season 1, and Jen, you said as soon as school starts, that's when fall summer's over.
It's like Labor Day's over, it's fall.
Yes.
I know. Well,
and you were right, though.
You know what? It didn't come out like right around that time. In my life since then, I said it was. Remember in February when I said that we were going to get the date for the trailer release?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that worked.
No.
That worked well.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. That was sarcasm.
But all right, so month. Does this change what month you want to pick? What month in the fall are you picking for the show to come out?
September.
I'm still sticking with September. I've been on the September train for a couple of months now, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Which, like, are you going to be singing September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, we're going to be singing Winter Night by Alex and Jake.
That's so good. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to push it back a little more. I'll say October.
All right. October start date for you, Tom.
I'm proud of us. I just want to say, because we're still here. It's been 2 years since the first season came out.
No, it hasn't been 2 years.
And we've been filling
the
time for 2 years. It's going to be 2 years that we've been reporting on basically nothing.
17 months or so?
We did it, and it's been entertaining, I think. People are still listening. So I'm proud of us.
People That's are still
I believe.
I will
They're
say
literally
this.
Listening right now.
I will
I believe
say this.
That we did a good job.
Not as many people are listening as they were when the back in 2021 when the show came out.
Well, maybe they'll come back to us.
They'll come back once the show starts. They'll be back. Or when the trailer comes out. That's what happens. When a trailer or a teaser comes out, then they come back.
They'll come back.
But you guys we'll do another now.
We'll try to do another live stream, a post Dusty Wheel live stream, because Matt's going to want to talk about the trailer for hours, so or the teaser for hours. Oh, no, he's going to do trailer guided, probably.
Yeah.
See how many hours he can stream for that one. All right, there's one last piece of news that I want to talk about. So there is a leaked piece of video from the Wheel of Time set. For those of you listening in our Discord, it's in one of the Discord channels if one of the mods can share the link to it. We didn't share it on social media because, again, it's like a leaked set thing, and I don't want to put anything like that out there anymore. So you both have seen this, Tom and Jen. So just to describe what the scene is, it seems like there's explosions going off, but you don't see explosions. There's a lot of, like, I guess, smoke or whatnot. It's outside. There's people, like, hunched over running. And then you see a tall woman dressed up in a pretty nice gown or clothing walking through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what the video is. I don't know. Is there anything I missed?
A cape?
Yeah.
To me, it looks like she's got some kind of like a cloak. It's more of a cloak. And then to me, it looks like she has like a gold.
Yeah, not like a belt, but like a bodice,
almost as big as like a WWE belt, like a corset.
Yeah, it looks kind of like maybe like a corset. Yeah. And it's gold. Yes, right.
And the looks skirt like, looks dark to me, and yes. The shirt looks light. I'm going to look at it again.
So, your thoughts on this? Who do you think this is? We don't know when this is from, right? We don't know if this is from season. I'm assuming it's from season two, right? Because there's really nothing for season three. I doubt they really filmed that much, but.
And they're filming. They're filming on sets. This could be a set too. Whatever. Who knows? It reminded me of the scenes of explosions that we saw in the sizzle reel. The tease, right?
Yeah.
Which we thought was Carrion, but we're not 100% on. It reminded me of that set. But yeah, I don't know. You know,
I didn't even pick up on the fact that everybody's running like something terrible is happening and she's like striding through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a guy. There's people in the background and there's two guys who run by like hunched over with their hands over their heads. And there's somebody behind her running too.
Yeah.
And she's just strolling in there. This could be a Shaunchan
person.
I mean, it could be a.
Kind of could look like.
I have to pull up. I don't think it looks like any of the costumes we saw at the end of season one.
No, it doesn't. But
like, it doesn't look like a Soldam. I'm trying
to see if it looks like a shaved head because her head—it's definitely at least a half up, half down kind of a hairstyle, if not shaved. But I can't really tell from what I'm looking at.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, this could be a Soldam. I mean, this could be Falm.
It could be.
Soldam and Falm. Could be like Surat, but she has that. I don't know if she's always wearing that cage over her face, if that's even Surat in the trailer. Yeah. We don't have confirmation of that, but why would this
she
person.
She also has shoulder pads, too.
Cool about. Well, I thought that was part of like the cloak. I don't know. Why is this person so cool about walking through the explosions?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just watched
could
it
100 times. Could it be Lanfear?
It could be.
It could be Lanfear. I mean, I don't think we can really figure it out from that.
No, we can't.
I don't think that's so like blurry. A Lanfear outfit.
And there's like something like over the actress's face for like half of the time they're
Yeah, so, it's extremely blurry anyway. Like there's a lot of smoke, so you can't really see details. I was trying to figure out like what there was something up top. It looks like it's kind of an overhang or something. I don't know. It looks like they're walking. You know, they definitely look like they're outside.
It could be a Ludra.
It looks like sandy ground. Yeah, I heard that. Somebody said a Ludra, possibly.
Could be.
I didn't picture her dressing like that, but.
Yeah, I don't know about a Ludra.
I could see a Ludra dressing like this when she's still part of the guild. She's a guild, right? She's the head of the guild house in Carrion in the beginning.
She's not the head of the guild house. The other guy is Tammuz. Is that the guy?
Tammuz was the I don't remember, but I thought Tammuz was like the goofy, like the guy who's like undercutting her and making mistakes. But I guess I could be wrong with that. Either way,
I'm not sure either. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see her dressing like this when she's still representing, right? As part of, like,
Amish makes a good comment in Discord. Those long sleeves are not compatible with flame.
I'm going to go with, I think this is a Shanchen person.
Yeah.
That's my guess for now.
I combed through all the season 2 footage that they released, and I couldn't find any Shanchen outfits like this. I didn't really look back, though, at the end of season, at episode 8.
Yeah, did you look at season 1? I'm going to see if I can...
That's not the outfit that the Soldam wear.
No, it's not.
In season 1?
Yeah, or the Demane,
Or the stuff that they released for season 2. Yeah, it's not.
Okay. All
right. It's much more ornate. But it could
be a High Lady.
Right? Yeah. It could be... I don't think...
It could be
an Aes Sedai.
I don't know who, though, but...
I don't know why. Well, if it's in Falm, probably is it not an Aes Sedai.
That's true.
Unless it's in Kyrian.
And the ground does look like sandy. Looks like possible sand on the ground, but...
So...
I can't confirm.
Yeah, I mean, not my first instinct, but my second instinct was that was Lanfear.
My first instinct was Lanfear as well. But I think we just want
it to be Lanfear.
Yeah, I think that's all it is.
Really probably true. But still.
Even though they don't have that exact outfit, they have like gold, like the bracer. I guess that's part of the leash though, right? That's like the bracelet, the Demani bracelet that they're wearing, the gold.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what I was thinking of, like the gold accents and stuff on their clothes. But I think that's part of the, yeah, and they have all that weird face paint on. I don't know if they're always going to be wearing that or if that's
traveling
they wear when they're in battle, kind of a thing, you know, like when they're just hanging out at home, they don't have to put all that face paint on.
I don't know. They're making it really difficult on the makeup team. They just have to constantly put tattoos and face paint and all stuff on everybody.
I'm looking now at the soldiers. There's just a lot of gold accents. That's why it makes me think that.
That's what makes me think it's not Lanfear.
It makes me think that it's Soldame. Yeah, they could have changed. I mean, they did. Seems like they are changing some of the costumes, right? We saw some changes to the white cloak costumes.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a new costume designer, right, for season 2.
Yep.
So everything could be different, a little bit different.
So it could be. I mean, you're right, Tom. Right? We see shots in the BTS and the teaser of the Shanchen and the Shannarans, right, and Perrin and them fighting, and we don't think that's in Falm. That could be in like a village outside on Alma's Plain. We know that the White Cloaks are around in those areas as well. And this could just be like the Shanchen taking over a village or, you know.
Yeah.
And this could be, maybe it is a Soldam. Maybe it's a Dare Soldam.
Maybe. Yeah, because I don't know if it's going to be the same, but the Soldam in the first season, look, they're wearing like pants and like some kind of a red, reddish brown armor on the top.
Yeah.
Oh.
It could be just like another...
Who's the person? Oh, no. I was going to say, who's the person who's playing like the head of the... But she's a... That's not her. The girl, Milani or whatever her name is?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
She's
the one that's playing like the lead of the...
Oh, she would be the Dursa.
Like the head of the... Yeah. The head of the Demani or whatever.
The Soldam.
The head of... like the one in charge of everybody.
Yeah. Huh. Right. I hope we get more little bits like this, though. Somebody leaks some stuff out there. This was kind of fun to look at and figure out what the hell it is. And there's all like equipment and stuff in it. Well, I don't know what that is.
I thought part of that might be set, but behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because this isn't like an actual, it's not footage.
No. Somebody took this with their phone and put it out there. So shame on you. But please show us more. All right. That's actually all I have. Is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, I don't know.
We do have some patrons to thank.
Yes, we do, Jen. We do. Thank you for reminding me.
Apologies for not shouting them out last week, but we were out of our element.
Yes. So we have two people joining the company of Chelvannon. We have Nano Wizard and Chris G.
Ooh.
So thank you very much to you guys. And we did hang out with Nano Wizard a bunch at JordanCon. So
it was
very nice
meeting you.
And thank you. And also joining the Illuminators Guild, we have Matt Eisenberg. So thank you to all three of you guys very much for your support and to all of our current patrons. We appreciate you and we love you.
We appreciate you and we love you. Tom, do you appreciate and love them?
Yeah, I feel like I have to say that now. There's a lot of pressure on there. No, you guys are the best.
Don't feel it, then don't say it.
Yeah, man.
You paid for
lie.
My car ride home from the airport, so I appreciate that.
That's where your money goes.
Our first Uber kicked us out.
Oh. That's right. Yeah. I want to remind everyone to follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Join us over in Discord to continue the conversation there. We will be posting this episode on YouTube. Go to our YouTube page, check out. We've been posting episodes there as well, so you can see us. If you prefer to do that, then just listen to us. We also post, we got our parodies on there and some shorts and things like that. So go check that out. Like and subscribe. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Please, we haven't read a review in a while. Have we not gotten any reviews? Is that what it is? Have we checked?
I forgot how to look for them probably. So maybe I can work on that for next week.
Yeah, leave us a review. We'll read it out loud. Even if it's a bad one, we're not.
Probably especially if it's a bad one.
Yeah, especially if it's a bad
one. Yeah, we'll definitely read it out loud if it's a bad one.
We'll read all them out loud, so.
You fucking fucks.
I'm coming out of the booth.
I'm coming out of the booth.
That's Jen coming out of the booth.
Sure.
And check out our merchandise and Patreon pages to support us that way. Links to all the aforementioned information is included in the show notes to this episode. Final thoughts, Tom or Jen?
It is 77 days until WattCon.
Woohoo!
Buy your tickets now.
Yeah, go buy your tickets now. WattCon.com. Once again, that's WattCon.com.
WattCon.com. WattCon.com.
Oh, I wanted to say one last thing. I forgot to mention this last week when we were doing our episode from JordanCon. We were talking about highs and lows, and there was a high that I forgot to mention. We got to meet Michael Livingston again. But we got to get our book signed by him. So that was really cool. I have my Origins of the Wheel of Time signed by Michael Livingston. There may be a chance that I'm going to give it away because I might buy another copy and get it signed at WattCon as well. So maybe when we get closer to WattCon, we'll do a giveaway of a signed copy of Origins of the Wheel of Time.
Right.
We should all buy extra copies and get them signed, and then we can give away multiple ones.
Okay, because I'm not giving mine away because it has my name in it. I'll have to get a second one at WattCon with no name.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. So keep an ear out for that. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and you'll hear us next time.